Mental health researchers are sounding a warning about the risk of suicide amongst young men in the lead-up to Christmas. They say young men experience a big increase in mental health problems, suicide and risky behaviour in the holiday period. And they're urging family members and friends to watch out for warning signs. Ashley Hall reports.
In this bar at the University of Technology Sydney, there's a fair amount of Christmas cheer. Young men and women drink, dance and flirt like they don't have a care in the world. But for at least some of the revellers, that carefree veneer is simply a mask covering up deep troubles.
Everyone goes through depression in high school, basically, yeah.
What was it like?
Quite a bit, actually. Like I felt, you know, sad and lonely, I guess.
I thought that if I'd, worship the devil or something like that, then maybe I'd get a better point proven, even though the point that I was trying to prove was worthless.
Statistics show that these young men are part of the group that's most likely to experience mental health problems, suicide and risky behaviour. It's simply because they're young and they're men, and the risk increases during the Christmas holiday period.
Well, often when school is finished and the holiday period comes on and young men are operating outside the normal social constraints that they experience during the ordinary part of the year, if they're in trouble, they get more isolated, they have less people around them, both peers and adults, to assist them through tough times.
Professor Ian Hickey is the Executive Director of the University of Sydney's Brain and Mind Research Institute.
We know about one in four young men have troubles at some stage during their teenage or early adult years, but only one in six of those young men ever get any professional help. Frankly, our services in Australia just don't take young men seriously.
What sort of an environment do they need to provide?
Well, services need to be proactive, they need to be youth-friendly, but they need to connect in ways that make it possible for young men to engage about these kind of issues.
And then there's the added complication of alcohol.
Not long ago, I got in a fight with one of my friends and I ended up punching him, or trying to, in the process taking out a few of my other friends and, you know, yeah, I get a little bit anxious and worked up at the best of times.
Was there alcohol involved in that?
There always is, sure. I wouldn't say that drinking is a problem in my life, just so that's clear.
Dr. Jane Burns is with the Inspire Foundation, which is working to tackle the problem of youth suicide.
At Christmas time, it seems to be exacerbated because you're relaxing, you're letting down your hair, you're often hanging out with your mates. And drinking in excess can sometimes basically put you over the edge.
Dr. Burns says it's particularly important at this time of year to talk to young men about how they're feeling. But how to do that is a problem that plagues both lay people and experts alike. The Brain and Mind Research Institute and Inspire Foundation have launched an online survey to help find out how.
We've got to develop a more youth-friendly and particularly a more male-friendly environment.
But will it work? The students at the university bar aren't so sure young men will ever seek help for their problems.
The underlying factor is that we would understand that it's still an adult-run facility for...
So it needs to be run by young people?
Even then, I mean, you still have to understand that... You have to understand that the majority of younger people don't want to be helped.
Yeah, I guess it's just, like, it's a sign of weakness, I reckon, to go for help.
Some young men toasting the festive season at a university bar in Sydney, ending Ashley Hall's report. If you or someone you know is thinking about suicide or needs help, call Lifeline on 131114.